Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here after a disappointing Wednesday slate. If you guys played, I'm pretty annoyed about it. You guys know that I was all over the Pelicans Indiana Pacers game, and this was one that I had a lot of exposure to. So, I'm not here like Dan Buck. I don't got a huge rant for you. I know if Dan was here, he'd probably rant about it, but man, we gotta fix this, like, leak roof stuff, man. Like, throw something on it, right? Yeah, you guys ever see those infomercials with that, like, black thing you can slap on it, the seal or whatever? Like, just find a way to fix the roof, man. It should not be that hard. This is, like, and why does it leak right before tip-off? This isn't something we could somehow find out, like, at, you know, right before tip. I don't know. I'm just disappointed, that's all. Annoyed to have to lose money because of something really dumb like that, but, now let's just move on to the next slate, right? Keep going and try and win some money today to make up for what happened yesterday. First game on the slate is the Atlanta Hawks and the Orlando Magic. 213.5 team total. This is definitely one of the games that you want to target. Not a crazy, exciting game to watch. No one's like itching to watch Hawks Magic game. If you look in the stands in Orlando, I'm sure no one will be there. But from a DFS perspective, this could be a good one to target. Just two teams that play pretty, fast enough, don't play a ton of defense, and just are not that good a basketball team. So expecting a lot of up and down, and that's always good for DFS value. Dennis Schroder on the Hawks side of the ball is probably my favorite play on the Hawks. I like him a lot going against the Magic, who are ranked last. Against opposing point guards, this is a pretty good spot for him. He sees the ball a lot. It's a fair price around the industry. Have to like that price. 7.3K on a DraftKings. On Fantasy Draft, our sponsor site, he is 13.5K. I like Schroder here in this spot. He's going to be someone I want to get exposure to. Torian Prince, I believe, I'm trying to think, he's been playing pretty well. He's just one of those guys that I like to pick my spots with, and this is a good spot for him. But I know recently he's been like doing pretty well. The 50-point game, that's what it was. He had a 50-point game against Boston, and then 15 and 13. It's just, this guy has such a wide range of outcomes, and he can be frustrating, but I like this spot against the Magic. I think you can take a risk on a guy like Prince. He's not really a cash game play because he can be very risky, right? Too much of a wide range of outcomes for him, and it's very frustrating. But in tournaments, I think getting exposure to him against a Magic team is a good idea. I like Bazemore, too. Bazemore's another guy that I think you can get exposure to. And then if you force me to take any of these, forwards, like, I think Ilyasova, right? Like, any of these guys in the front court. Ilyasova is an interesting option. A little revenge, maybe, against the Orlando Magic. I don't know. I know he played there, I'm pretty sure. I feel like that was a while ago when he was there, but on top of that, he's just, a guy that can knock down threes. We know the Magic struggle against that. This could be a good spot for him, too. So, yeah, the Hawks are going to be a team that you kind of want to get some exposure to as some pretty good value plays today. Let's go over to the next side of the ball, the Orlando Magic. And they get to go against the Hawks, who are not that great of a team either. So this is good for some Magic players. I've been playing Mario Hezonja a lot. I'll probably keep going back to him as a value play. He's been pretty good. Like, target Atlanta with some of these, wing players. So Hezonja's a guy I think is a good target. Don't even mind a Jonathan Simmons. I think he's still pretty cheap for the upside that he can show. We saw what he can do the other day against the Cavs. Definitely think he's interesting. I like Elfrid Payton, too. Another guy that I think I would be targeting is him. Evan Fournier, I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of him. He just seems like, for his price, the ceiling isn't that high. It's just like, he has to just knock down all his shots. So I don't know. There's just other shooting guards I'd rather take instead of him. Bismack Biyombo, we always like centers against Hawks. So I think Biyombo is a fair play. Not a guy I'm going crazy about. There's a chalk center in the next game that I prefer. He's power forward. It doesn't matter on fantasy draft because you can roster a ton of different guys. But on sites where I can only play one center, I'm pretty sure O'Quinn is going to be a guy that I want to get a ton of exposure to instead. But Biyombo, I think he's still an interesting play. I think mainly those 4 out of 5 starters are really good. Fournier is fine, right? I don't know. I don't play Evan Fournier that much. For his price, I'm just not loving the value there for him. I think he's okay. He's fine. But Other routes I'd rather take. Elfrid Payton is strictly tournaments too. I think he's a guy that just has so much upside. In cash games, it's a little tougher to do. If you look at his price, I'll pull up on Fantasy Draft at 12.1K. I mean, that price is pretty good. You can't complain about that. On DraftKings, he's 6.9K. A little worried about playing him there for that price. On FanDuel, he's only 6.7. That's pretty cheap because normally he's more expensive than on DraftKings. So normally you see Elfrid Payton around like 6.6, 6.7, and then on FanDuel you see him at like 7.5, 7.3. So we're kind of seeing a little bit of the opposite here. So maybe on FanDuel, Elfrid Payton becomes pretty interesting. But either way, he's definitely someone to consider as a really good tournament play, and he's borderline maybe cash for me, but it's because I like Elfrid Payton a lot. I don't know. I have this sick obsession with rostering him because of the upside that guy has. It's pretty immense. So that's about it, though. This game is a good one to target, though. Don't like sleep on this game. It might be it sounds like I talked about a lot of guys in this game, and it's kind of annoying. I talked about all these different starters and how they're all pretty interesting. I think this is like the perfect game, though, to mix and match your guys. I always talk about this. Like, what's the game of the day where like you can just mix and match guys that are, you know, not too expensive? People say, oh, I want to load up on the Warriors Thunder game the other day. Well, you can't play all those guys in that game. They're all really expensive. This is a game where I think they're all cheap enough where you can really mix and match them, and I like this game a lot. I think it's one you want to definitely target. All right, let's go on to the next one. 211.5 total, New York Knicks and the Toronto Raptors. And the Knicks, man, they are all banged up. I'll just kind of break it down to you what's going on over there. So, Kristaps Porzingis, sad to see, but out for the year. I believe it was a torn ACL. It's unfortunate to see. Enes Kanter, he's out for this game. Joakim Noah, we don't really know what's going on with him. He basically was talking trash about the team, and they were just like, we want you far away from this team. You're not coming to any of the games. Willie Hernan Gomez traded to the Hornets for Johnny O'Brien, and then they said, hey, Johnny O'Brien, you're out of town. So this Knicks team is really banged up. I mean, they are in trouble here. We definitely have to a lot of exposure to Kyle O'Quinn. He's going to be the best player on the slate. You have to like Kyle O'Quinn. He's the guy that we're going to want to load up on. I know Kyle O'Quinn chalk days don't normally go too well, but I just don't see how he fails here. It just doesn't make any sense. If he fails here, then I don't know. I'd be absolutely shocked. Also, Michael Beasley, we're going to love him here. Whenever Porzingis is out, we're always fans of rostering him. He just gets up a ton of shots. Like Hardaway Jr., you know, when he was out, it was great for him. Hardaway Jr. is there, but don't worry about that because Porzingis being out is going to help him a ton. He is going to be in a great spot. I really like Michael Beasley. You have to also like, you know, these guys like Tim Hardaway Jr., the Courtney Lees, just because they're just so banged up in that front court. You know, Porzingis has such a high usage. All that usage is going to be funneled into other guys. They're going to all have to, you know, kind of work together to make this happen. Hardaway Jr. and Courtney Lee are going to be other guys I think you can definitely roster as value plays as well. If you're on the point guard position, Jared Jack, I'm not going to roster Jared Jack, but I mean, right? This could help him a little bit. I don't think he's a good play, though. I'm not going to play him. I think if you played any point guard from the Knicks, I'd probably sadly go Trey Burke, which just sounds gross. But he's got 22 minutes, 20 minutes last two games. Kind of expecting them to get blown out because this is the, you know, this is the Raptors and the Knicks are terrible. So I'm kind of expecting a blowout. So I'm assuming Trey Burke will get that just garbage time run in the fourth quarter and whatnot. And he's not afraid to chuck up shots. So I don't hate him as maybe a low-owned, really cheap tournament option, but that's not my type of play. As you guys know, I'm a cash game guy, and I'm just bringing him up because I think he's an interesting tournament play, and people want to get those at times. So, yeah, he's fine, but for me, like, my main core targets are Michael Beasley and Kyle O'Quinn, and then Tim Hardaway Jr. and Courtney Lee. I like them, too. I think they're definitely good plays as well, but it's really the two are Michael Beasley and Kyle O'Quinn are my elite plays, and then the other two are secondary plays for me. All right, let's move on to the Toronto Raptors side of the ball. So I expect this game to blow out, right? Kind of talked about that, how I just think it's just going to be, Knicks are going to get mopped, right? This game should be ugly. I just don't think at these price tags I need to be playing Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. I'm just kind of hoping that this game just blows out. I obviously will get all that run from those guys because their Knicks are so banged up, so I'll get all those runs from those guys. And then the Raptors, my hope is that what we can do is we can get them to play most of, like, the, you know, first half, then play a little bit of the third, and then fourth quarter is just total blowout run, and I don't really need to roster these Raptors, and they won't really get the value. So it looks like I'm fading them here. I don't think I'm playing DeMar DeRozan and Lowry. If we look at the front court, if we look at the Raptors front court, man, like Serge Ibaka has been really disappointing. And in a game, like I know the salary is good, right? He's at $5,000, right? I know it's definitely a good price tag over on like FanDuel. Let's see, DraftKings price, fantasy drafts I have up right now. So let me find fantasy drafts. He is 10.3K. Like that's a pretty nice price tag. DraftKings, I bet he's like around 5K. Let's see. Yeah, he's 5.4K. I get the price is really interesting, but I have to pass on Serge Ibaka. It's burned me too much, and I don't know if I think this game is going to blow out. Like, I don't know. I just think it's unnecessary to really go that route with him. I'm going to pass on Ibaka. I could also, yeah, I don't know. I just can't see this happening. This is not going to be something I'm going to definitely be looking to do. So I'll pass on that and kind of call it a day. Raptors guys are not going to be in play. Also, this is news that we're obviously going to get beforehand because it's trade deadline day, and I kind of just, this stuff broke on Twitter as I'm doing it, but it was reported by Mark Stein that the Raptors are trying to get DeAndre Jordan, so who knows, maybe like Valanciunas or like Ibaka gets like dished out, I don't know, something could happen, so that could be very interesting. Stay tuned for that. Maybe that'll open up some value, right? Things could change if any of these trades go down. That's something to be very, like you're basically watching all day long. It's very important to just check out that these trades that happen could impact a lot. Also, Cleveland might trade Kemba Walker in a deal, so that's pretty interesting too. That just came out, so Cleveland might get Kemba. If that happens, that'll be an interesting move, and hopefully we'll help them out. But yeah, let's move on to the next game though. That's a game where it's just mainly focused on that Knicks value. That's really where I'm keying in on the Raptors side of the ball. I just don't think you need to run it back with anyone. I'll kind of call it a day. Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. Celtics side of the ball. This is tough because there's not a lot I like over here on this side of the ball. Kyrie Irving, he's a guy that's always a pretty safe cash game play. I think he's fine. Al Horford, he's just too priced up. The problem is a lot of these guys are priced up for, you know, the situation that they were in, right, with all the injuries and whatnot. So I don't know. I'm really kind of not liking this game that much either. It's another game that I'm just not all in on. You would think a Celtics Wizards game, you know, normally a rival game. I don't know if it's really a rivalry anymore though with all the guys the Celtics shipped out of town, but I'm sure the Wizards will get up for this game anyways because they don't like the Celtics. Some of these new Celtics probably won't, but I think if you play anyone, I think the main target would be trying to attack the Wizards with the small forward position and, like, the wings. That's where they struggle the most, so a Jaylen Brown, a Jason Tatum, those are kind of the two guys that I'm really going to look at on this Celtics team and really going to be my focus. Kyrie, again, like, sure, he's a fine, safe cash game play, but I don't think I need to spend my money on him today. I think there's other guys I prefer. Horford, he's just really priced up right now. Aaron Baines, he's not going to be that necessary. I think he'll just start the game, but then he'll just end up being off the court. Marcus Morris might be an interesting value play that you could take. A little Markieff and Marcus action on each other, so that's always fun, the twins going back and forth. But for me, it's really focusing on those wing players on the Celtics. That's where I want to target the Wizards today, and I think that's the smartest route to go. And I don't think we have to go crazy with this game. The Wizards, I think I'm full fading them. It's just, I don't play guys against the Celtics, really. It's just not something I like to do. So I'm going to pass on that and not even play any of these guys. I get there's no John Wall, right? That's very good for them. But these guys are starting to get way too priced up. I think if I played anyone, like on Fantasy Draft, I like the price tag of Markieff Morris at 11.9K. Scott Brooks has praised him about how great he's been with John Wall going down. And, you know, a little sibling rivalry might get him up a little bit more for this game. So, yeah, give me Markieff Morris as my one Wizards I'd play, but that's it. Like, I don't need to pay for Bradley Beal in this spot. Otto Porter, no thanks. Like, it's just, this is not a good spot for Wizards, so I'm going to pass on that and kind of move on to the next game. We have the Charlotte Hornets and the Portland Trailblazers, and this is a game that has some interest in it. We got to watch with Kemba Walker, right? This news just came out about Kemba possibly being traded. Like, I mean, we don't know. Also, wow, man, I got Woj's Twitter up, so I might get distracted during this podcast, but Cleveland and Lakers in serious talks on a trade, so we don't know what the trade is, but something's gonna happen, man. I'm excited for today. Again, be on the lookout for all this news. Like, I know I'm doing a podcast right now. It seems like it's probably gonna be worthless because, trades could happen and, like, the slates could change completely, but be on the lookout for that because, you know, we have a team like Charlotte who's in talks that's coming up now. We got the Lakers who are on this slate who might be making a deal. So be ready for all the breaking news. But let's talk about the Charlotte Hornets and Trailblazers and what to do with them. I like Dwight Howard a lot in this spot. I think his price is gone down. You know, the price shot up through the roof, but now it's kind of went back down a little bit. And I want to buy back on Dwight Howard. I know that I don't normally like targeting Nurkic and the Trailblazers. It's just a really good defensive team in Portland. And this is not a spot I normally target a lot, but I think Dwight Howard's price is just really nice. And for the upside that he has, I like Dwight a lot in this spot. Someone I definitely want to get exposure to on this slate. Dwight's a good play, in my opinion, and someone that I think is worth spending on if you want to. So head on over. You can roster him. I think he's a really good play. I know Cody Zeller coming back definitely hurts him a little bit. Definitely can eat into his minutes, but I still think Dwight is a guy that we could be playing. It's definitely noticed, though, you know, in the past couple games and whatnot. Sure, if the game is close, he's going to go out there and go crazy, but wouldn't be shocked if they ever brought Zeller in there. But I still think that price is too good to pass up on. Michael K. Gilchrist, he's a guy that I just think I can't be playing. Like, I'll pass on him. Jeremy Lamb, I know Jeremy Lamb's been really good recently, and I just don't think you need to be playing him right now with the current injury situation. I just think you can pass on him. If we do get word that like a Kemba Walker gets dealt or something, that would be great for Nick Batum. That'd be great for a guy like a Jeremy Lamb, right? He'll get some more opportunities. I think Nick Batum is a good play here. Just price is starting to get a little up, but he's a nice safe cash game play, not really tournament play for me. Kemba Walker, I don't think you want to really be playing him here. Don't love taking these guards against Portland right now. They definitely haven't, they've been locking up a little bit. Damian Lillard's been a lot better this year, and just in general, McCollum and Lillard have been better together on a defensive front. It's really going to be targeting the front court right now for me. But let's talk about the Portland side of the ball, because we like to target target Kemba Walker defense, and I like to do that with a guy like Damian Lillard. I think this is a really great Damian Lillard spot. He's one guy that I really, really like a ton on this slate, so I'm going to definitely want to get some exposure to him. He's a guy that I think we have to love. So, give me Damian Lillard against Kemba Walker. He's one of my favorite tournament plays today. I know the price is kind of expensive, right? It's definitely up there around the industry. Definitely a little concerning. On Fantasy Draft, we got him at 16.6K. But I do think there's a lot of upside for him here in this spot. I know I saw Portland was struggling, but they said, once we get home, I think we'll be able to right the ship, they basically said, and kind of get this thing turned back around. I think this is a good spot where they do turn this thing back around. So I'm definitely liking Lillard as a really good tournament play. Cash games, the price is just tough to, I don't know if I can definitely roster it, but if I have the money for it, raw points wise, I like him. Think he's someone to get exposure to on the slate for sure. We know that the Charlotte, what's their name? The Hornets. They like to go big, right? So if they like to go big, I think a guy like Ed Davis, who's been pretty good. If you look at the game logs, here's his last, I guess, 8 or 9 games: 25, 30, 26, 39.1, 33.8, 19.4. 9.6, 30.4, and then 14. He's been really good. The minutes have been a little shaky recently, but I think this could be a really good Ed Davis spot because they're going to need him to match up. I like him a little bit, and even in Alfred Camino, don't mind him as well. But that's about it for that game. Let's move on to the next one. We got the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. And, this is a spot where we're going to have to really just like these Dallas guys and kind of just make sure we play them. Dennis Smith Jr. against the Golden State Warriors. This is a good spot for him for the amount of usage that he's seeing, especially with Harrison Barnes, right? Harrison Barnes helps him more. So we need to hope that Harrison Barnes plays. It looks like he's going to. Went through a full practice on Wednesday, so I'm assuming he plays. That'll actually help out Dennis Smith Jr. If you look at Court IQ, it shows that it helps him be a better fantasy player. So I like Dennis Smith Jr. I think Harrison Barnes is another good play that we can get exposure to. Dirk Nowitzki, can old man Dirk hang in this game? You got to think about it. He always just plays this 25 minutes, right? 25 to 26 minutes. That's what Dirk does. He's not going to play really, 30 minutes or anything like that. So him playing this up-paced game could be good, right? If you think about it, if he's playing an up-paced game, that's just going to be more opportunities for him. So if I know he's guaranteed these 25 minutes, I'm just guaranteed that I'm going to get more opportunities here with this fast-paced game. So I actually don't hate Dirk. I think he's interesting. There's not a lot of front court guys to like on this Dallas team, and if I had to like someone, it's probably him. Salah Mejri, I'll pass on. Don't think we need to be playing that guy. Like Dwight Powell, he's been pretty good recently. that was mainly because Harrison Barnes being out, and you know that was part of that success. So I think Dwight Powell is a guy that we don't need to be really rostering here. Sure, maybe he gets some garbage time run and stuff, but I don't know. I don't think he's too, necessary on this slate. So I'll pass on him. So it's really Harrison Barnes, Dennis Smith Jr. Are my favorite targets. I think J.J. Barea fits this game style really well, so I think J.J.'s an interesting option. And then Wes Matthews, too. He's kind of priced up, though. That's kind of the issue with him. So I don't know. That's a tough price to swallow. I wish he was just a little bit cheaper, but I like a lot of these Dallas guys because just the pace of the game is just a huge bump for them, and definitely people we can get exposure to for sure. Now, we haven't talked about a lot of payup options, so I think we're going to have interest in some of these Golden State Warriors, especially with the situation that we have. We have Kevin Durant. He is currently questionable for this game. If Kevin Durant doesn't play, I don't see how we don't play Steph Curry. Steph Curry is going to be an elite play on this slate with Durant possibly being out. Like, I mean, I'm just assuming he's out. I could be wrong, but I mean, it just sounds like that's the direction that they're going, and that he'd be a guy I want to get exposure to. You also want to get exposure to, like, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. I think they're both two guys, guys you want to get exposure to as well. So, like, those three I'm really going to kind of hone in on. I think if I look at things, I think Curry's my number one. I'd say Draymond's my number two because obviously no Durant then, more rebound opportunities. More ball handling, too, for him as well. And then Klay Thompson would be my number three. But those are guys you're going to want to definitely have some interest in. The question is going to be on this slate is what do we kind of do with, Westbrook compared to Curry? Which guy would we play? It's a tough call because it's a good spot, obviously, for a guy like Westbrook. But, Curry's just a lot cheaper. And, with no Durant, that's definitely going to be a huge bump for Curry. So I'd probably take the, if Durant is out, I'll take Curry at instead over Westbrook, especially with him being questionable and whatnot. And kind of with this new Lakers news. So let's just head on over to that. I paused the podcast to kind of look at this and kind of figure it out. We got the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Los Angeles Lakers going to each other, and they just traded Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance to the Cleveland Cavaliers, so they won't be at this game. This is definitely going to be some good value for us today that we can target, so let's take a look at it. If you look at the Roto-Grinders Court IQ that we have over here, and you say you take off Lonzo Ball, Jordan Clarkson, and Larry Nance off the court, which I did. We see Julius Randle. He has a 26.4% usage bump with averaging 1.24 fantasy points per minute. I think he's going to be a guy that you want to get exposure to. Problem is, he could get traded too. I don't know if he will. I doubt he will at this point, but I could be absolutely wrong. Definitely something to watch, though, because I know he's been talked about in trades, so definitely watch for that. Brandon Ingram, he's gonna be a guy I definitely key in on here for sure, someone you want to get exposure to. I do worry about Paul George defense a little bit. That's definitely something that's a little concerning, but I think he's a guy that's just gonna see a lot of shots, and if the shot's falling right, he can go off, and we've seen him go off against a guy like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's one of the best players in the league, right? I don't think that this is we should stay away from just because it's Paul George. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, there's good opportunity for him there without Clarkson now, and same with Josh Hart. Like, both those guys are going to occupy those guards minutes, so have to have a little bit of interest in them as well. Kyle Kuzma, too, I think he's going to be a good play to definitely get exposure to. I don't want to really play Brook Lopez. Maybe I'm wrong for that, but I don't know. I guess he's fine. Maybe he gets some minutes. I hate playing Brook Lopez, man. I just don't really want to play a guy like that. He's really frustrating. Frustrating guy, but I don't know. Minutes last game, 27 minutes, 34, 23. He's definitely getting an increased amount of minutes, so he's someone that's, I guess he's in the conversation, but I like Julius Randle more. I'd rather try and find the money for him instead. Kyle Kuzma, again, I think this is going to help him with Larry Nance being out. I think they're just kind of committing to Kyle Kuzma, really just occupying a lot of those forward minutes now, so I think Kuzma's interesting as a tournament play. I don't know if I do it in cash for sure, but I think he's a good play. Price is cheap too, but I don't know. Maybe I will end up doing it in cash. But I think the main thing I'm looking at here is really liking at the guard position. My favorite guard is probably going to be Josh Hart if I had to pick. So that'll be my favorite guard. Favorite forward is probably I like Ingram and then Kuzma on the Lakers. Then it's like those are the two guys that can on, and then Randle would be the four. So those are my four favorite guys on the Lakers now with the current situation. And these are gonna be guys, I know it's the Oklahoma City Thunder, I know they're one of the best defensive teams in the league, but we really have to just be playing Lakers here. And with no Andre Roberson, their defense is not that good, so don't worry about their current defensive metrics. They're just not good now without Andre Roberson. This is not the same team, so we can just play Lakers against this team. It looks like they're good defensively if you look at the numbers and whatnot, but there's no Andre Roberson. They've been really bad. So load up on Lakers here without Jordan Clarkson, without Larry Nance, since they got shipped to the Cavaliers, and Isaiah Thomas and Channing Frye, who got traded in the deal, they won't be there in time for the game, so we don't have to worry about that. That's about it for the Lakers side of the ball. Let's talk about the Thunder. We have Carmelo Anthony currently questionable and Russell Westbrook currently questionable. It's really important to kind of figure out what's going to go on here. Hopefully we have the news in time. Russell Westbrook said he's fine. I'm assuming Westbrook's playing. I mean, if he plays, he's a good play. He's a guy you want to get exposure to. With the value that opened up, I think we might be able to do a Westbrook and a Curry team today. I'm kind of hoping we can. That'd be a lot of fun, and I think we'd be able to jam it in and make it work, but have to like him. If there's no Melo, I think there's reasons like Paul George. I think he's a good play if Melo sits. And if Westbrook sits too, he's a good play. He's a guy that I actually don't mind spending on today. He's kind of pricey. That's the only problem. He's pricier than normal. It's definitely up there. But I think he's a guy that we can definitely get some exposure to for sure. Steven Adams, too, I like his price around the industry. He's another guy. I think those three are, like, the main you want to focus on the Thunder. Like, even if Melo plays, don't play him. I wouldn't be taking shots with, like, Alex Sabrinas or Dozier or any of those guys. But, again, just this is a Lakers team that's really bad defensively. This is a Lakers team that is, you know, one of the fastest-paced teams in the league. We're going to want to get exposure to the Thunder here. I know Westbrook hasn't been as good here in this spot, but I think he's a guy that we're going to want to try and get some exposure to today. So be on the lookout for that. Load up on some Thunder. I think they're really interesting as well. Other than that, that's about it for the slate for me, guys. Again, stay tuned for all the injury news. The key on this slate, and the thing I just have to keep stressing is watch for injury news, wait for the value to open up, and just target that value. It's going to be a stars and scrubs kind of night. We already have the Kyle O'Quinn, like, gigantic news with that, and now with the Lakers opening up some value, I mean, there's just going to be value everywhere. So stars and scrubs kind of night, guys, is the way I think we got to do this, and let's hope for no leaky roofs. If you need to, you know, have any questions, give me a follow on Twitter. It's at Travis Mangone, T-R-A-V-I-S M-A-N-G-O-N-E. I'm happy to answer any questions for you guys as close up the lineup lock as I can. But for me, Travis Mangone, again, hope for no more leaky roofs. I am out of here.